Exclusive. Eric Eggers, Fair to Assume Illegal Aliens Will Get Mail-In Ballots in California. By John Binder on May 12, 2020. Government Accountability Institute Research Director Eric Eggers, author of Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election, says it is fair to assume that many illegal aliens will receive mail-in ballots in California for the 2020 election thanks to a plan by Governor Gavin Newsom, D. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Eggers said California's automatic voter registration coupled with providing driver's licenses to illegal aliens opens its elections to a host of fraud. That fraud, Eggers expects, will be exacerbated by Newsom's statewide mail-in voting plan for the 2020 election. Listen. This is really where the left shows a level of hypocrisy, which they're not regularly held to account, Eggers said. What if the ballots go to illegal immigrants that willingly or unwillingly ended up on the voter rolls and maybe they just don't even know they're not supposed to be casting ballots? Because remember, elsewhere in California and elsewhere nationally, it is legal for non-citizens to vote in certain local elections. Basically, what you've got is this hodgepodge of a lack of oversight, lax regulation, and confusion by the general public, Eggers said. And oh, by the way, there's a global pandemic, so many people are focused on other things at the moment. And so, here come all the ballots, and yes, many of the people that will get the ballots will be legal voters, but many of those ballots will end up somewhere other than in the hands of legal voters, and that's exactly where the recipe for fraud can occur. The only person standing in between a non-citizen or an illegal alien just getting their driver's license and the voter rolls is a DMV employee, Eggers said. You've got these people, oftentimes are confused or coerced by political operatives and told to register to vote. The DMV officials are prohibited by law from giving real guidance on should you check the box and register to vote or not. You've got this system where you know you've got over a million illegal immigrants in California that have driver's licenses, Eggers continued. I think it's fair to assume that a good number of those inadvertently or intentionally ended up on the voter rolls, and those people are about to be receiving a mail-in ballot. Eggers noted that Los Angeles County, California, was found to have about 1.5 million more registered voters on its voter rolls than eligible voting age citizens. About 348 counties in the U.S. have more registered voters on their voter rolls than even possible. Likewise, California has previously had a voter registration rate of over 100%, indicating more registered voters on voter rolls than those eligible to vote in the state. Statistics cited by the U.S. Supreme Court, Eggers said, reveal that about 1 in 8 voter registrations, or 24 million, are significantly flawed. Under a mail-in voting system, every one of those flawed voter registrations would receive ballots. As Newsom suspends in-person voting for the 2020 election, Eggers said the state will still allow ballot harvesting, the process where political operatives can collect voters' ballots and deliver them to polling stations. Eggers said California's ballot harvesting helped flip 7 congressional seats in 2018 from Republican to Democrat in and around the Los Angeles area. We haven't suspended ballot harvesting in the name of safety, Eggers said. We're being told to stay home, we can't go out and do many of the most basic functions of American life, but we can sure send these asymptomatic carriers to the elderly and anybody else's house they want to collect a ballot and drop it off, Eggers said. Eggers said Republican lawmakers must be on the side of security and election integrity if they are going to take on mail-in voting and the widespread potential for voter fraud. Republicans absolutely do not want to be on the side of you have to risk your health to vote. They shouldn't be anti-access. They should be pro-security and pro-election integrity, Eggers said. The Democrats don't appear to be overly worried about it. In the last 4 election cycles, 28.4 million mail-in ballots have gone missing. In the 2016 and 2018 elections, about 16.4 million mail-in ballots went missing. Recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for vote by mail. Wisconsin is one of the only U.S. states that held its primary election with in-person voting after the nation's coronavirus lockdowns began. Only a few dozen people at maximum were confirmed to have contracted the virus after participating either as voters or poll workers, and none of those cases were fatal. Out of the 413,000 participants, that equals an infection rate below 0.02%. Just days later, South Korea held national elections, which did not result in any new coronavirus cases. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.